On the 29th of September, former AFL footballer turned human rights and Indigenous education advocate Adam Goods was awarded a doctorate for outstanding achievement. The academic honour is seldom given to Australian rules footballers and perhaps speaks to the character of Adam Goods. Miles Holbrook-Walk asked Catherine Refshorji, who is Dean of the school that awarded the Goods the doctorate, to find out what separates Adam from the rest.
So it was a Doctor of Health Sciences, which is almost the highest academic degree that you can be awarded, and it was awarded last Thursday in a very big ceremony. He is one of the best AFL football players that we've had, but it wasn't really about that. He's used that platform to do so much related to diversity and equality, mainly with Aboriginal people, but is a hero to the wider Australian community.
What do you think about the things that he's done makes him heroic?
So he does a range of things, and he works with Aboriginal people in prison, for example, and he gets them to think about each decision they make changes their life. And so to think about each decision they make and the consequence of that decision, so that, yes, they may be incarcerated now, but they have a life for the future, and to help them think about that and to achieve their potential. So he's really changed the lives of young Aboriginal people in jail. He also works with young Aboriginal, with children in communities, and is helping to forge links with schools in Sydney, largely, to get them to really good schools. But he does it in a particular way where they still stay at home. So they're not at boarding school in a very foreign environment. They actually go home and they become a role model for their younger siblings as well. So it's really having a deep impact on Aboriginal people achieving what they can, improving equality for all people.
What was the reaction like to awarding him this doctorate?
Most of the commentary was absolutely ecstatic, so supportive, and find him extremely inspirational and thought it was just a beautiful acknowledgement of what he's done. However, there have been quite a few comments that vilify the whole decision to award him an honorary doctorate. It's been extraordinary, and I find it just so difficult to understand. And I see how it must be to walk life in those shoes.
You said you had lunch with him. Was there anything he said to you in particular that really struck a chord with you?
I think it was really about making good decisions. It's so simple, but it's so inspirational. You can hear him talking to young people. Their life is in their hands. It's about making their decisions. It's about think about the next decision that you make.
What do you think the future might hold for someone like Adam Goods?
Whatever he wants it to, I think he's very determined. I can't speak for him, but I think he'll just go from strength to strength. A lot of people talk about inequality. They talk about problems. He's actually doing things to solve them. He's not working in isolation. He works in collaboration with others in the field, so he's not trying to be competitive or any of those things. I just think he'll turn his head and his skills to whatever needs doing next. I think he could make huge achievements. He could achieve an enormous amount for our community, really.
Catherine Refshorji, Dean of the Faculty of Health Sciences and Professor of Physiotherapy with the University of Sydney.